The multi-year debate over a proposed historic district covering the west part of downtown Athens came to a head in a sometimes contentious meeting of the mayor and commission. By a 6-3 vote, commissioners approved the proposal. Gene Davis reports on the plan and the fallout.
After nearly an hour of public comments and an hour of comments from the commissioners themselves, the commission approved the creation of a historic district for western downtown, roughly bordered by Doherty, Lumpkin, Broad, and Pulaski Streets. The entirety of downtown Athens is already recognized as a historic site by the National Registry of Historic Places. So why would parts of downtown still need to be designated as historic on the local level? Tommy Valentine is the executive director of Historic Athens, a non-governmental nonprofit that works to conserve Athens' heritage.
While it's a great honor, it doesn't do very much to protect the properties themselves. At the national level, they'll offer various incentives and tax write-offs and things like that to try to get you to take care of historic places. But if somebody ultimately wants to come through with a wrecking ball, there's very little that the national government has to say about that.
Valentine says that the real nuts and bolts of preservation around the country take place at the local level, where local governments determine what sections of their town should be protected from unrestricted development and demolition. West downtown includes sites like the Hot Corner, where Black-owned businesses have historically and continue to thrive, as well as the First United Methodist Church, the 40 Watt, Sine, Creature Comforts, and Chuck's Fish. However, not all of these places were included in the historic district, for reasons we'll get to in a second. A local historic district already protects much of East Downtown and was established in 2006. The recent push to extend the same protections to the opposite end of downtown has been spearheaded by District 3 Commissioner Melissa Link. In a contentious meeting in January of 2019, the commission passed a temporary ban on demolition downtown after First United Methodist Church expressed interest in tearing down the Say Building, a 100-year-old Greek Revival building currently serving as office space. Tuesday's commission meeting was similarly tense as parts of the commission set out to essentially make that temporary ban permanent. The commission heard from the public, with about half in support and half in opposition. Though one of the initially stated missions of the historic district is to preserve the history and legacy of Athens' Black population, and in particular Black-owned businesses, several Black business owners were in opposition. Kenneth Caladova is a lawyer representing the owners of Brown's Barbershop, Wilson's Styling Shop, and the Manhattan, all businesses who oppose the historic district. Here he is at Tuesday's meeting.
Let's use Mr. Brown's Barbershop as an example. Mr. Lonnie, the assistant planning director for the county, at one of the meetings showed us a picture of a potential use of the property just behind Mr. Brown's building, this big skyscraper running right up to the back of the Hot Corner properties. Let's say that the developer of that building says to Mr. Brown, I'll pay you 5 times the value of your property if I can put my building on it. Well, the passage of this law will forever eliminate that opportunity for Mr. Brown.
Those businesses, as well as the First United Methodist Church's main building, with the noted exclusion of the Say Building they wanted to tear down, were removed from the historic district. The vote approving the historic district passed 6-3. In a heated exchange, District 9 Commissioner Ovita Thornton chided her fellow commissioners for what she felt was a dismissive attitude towards several opposing speakers.
I don't know about nobody else, but if this was such an important issue, we would have been working on it long before now, but we wait till a moratorium is about to lift. The smirks I've seen on some of my fellow commissioners' faces, it is not appreciated. You take the folk that spoke like they were jokes.
Commissioners and members of the downtown in support of the historic district felt that its approval was crucial to the preservation of downtown's unique identity, which some feel is under threat by a glut of student high-rises and large chains moving in. In the end, the recent approval of the new historic district means that if property owners want to make a major change to the exterior of their building, they'll have to get approval from the Historic Preservation Commission, a 7-member body of Athens residents appointed by the mayor commission that meets once per month. And in most cases, demolition will be off the table. If the affected property owners are hesitant about this new hoop to jump through, Tommy Valentine thinks they'll come around. He points out that there's an 8-year freeze on property tax assessments for them. And as for getting approval from the HPC, he says that with collaboration, those plans are almost always approved. 97%, he says. Plus, it's good for business.
You know, historic areas give communities a sense of identity, a sense of continuity to the past. They serve as a great competitive advantage. I mean, when employers are choosing which cities to move to, they want to choose places that have unique culture. One of the other things that studies show about historic preservation is that old buildings are really good for new businesses. So if you're Creature Comforts or you're Cine, you're Rook and Pawn, when you're launching your startup, you really want to give the sense that you're there to stay.
The Brown brothers at Brown's Barbershop, who opposed the historic district and ended up being excluded from the final plan, didn't want to be interviewed. But one of them told me, basically, we don't want anything to change. We want everything to stay the way it is. For Athens News Matters, I'm Jean Davis. Restaurant.